Have you ever wondered why we can't seem to stop fighting? From childhood squabbles to boardroom battles, conflict seems to be an inescapable part of human interaction. But what if I told you that there's a way to turn these disagreements into opportunities for growth and collaboration? In my journey as a business leader and marketer, I've encountered countless conflicts and witnessed their destructive power. But I've also discovered that disagreement, when handled correctly, can be a powerful catalyst for innovation and progress. This realization led me to explore the science of conflict and develop strategies for navigating disagreements more effectively. Let me take you on a journey through the fascinating world of human conflict and show you how to harness its potential for positive change. Think back to your childhood. By the time you reached the age of 8, you had likely engaged in over 89,000 heated altercations with your closest relations. By 16, you'd spent thousands more hours disagreeing with those in your extended social networks. It seems we're hardwired for conflict from an early age. As a species, we've become exceptionally skilled at falling out with each other. Some might argue we even have a gene for it. Certainly, some individuals seem particularly gifted in this area. But when it comes to resolving these conflicts, we're far less adept. In fact, as much as 90% of all interpersonal conflicts never reach a resolution. This propensity for disagreement isn't necessarily a bad thing. Conflict, when managed effectively, can lead to better decision-making, increased creativity, and stronger relationships. The problem lies not in the disagreement itself, but in how we handle it. One of the key concepts I've identified in my research is what I call the animosity gap. This is the chasm that opens up between two parties when a disagreement escalates beyond a simple difference of opinion. Think of the furious fighting between political parties or a couple hurling insults during a bitter divorce. The animosity gap usually starts small, a minor disagreement that, if left unresolved, can grow into a seemingly insurmountable divide. As the conflict intensifies, each party becomes more entrenched in their position, viewing the other side as the enemy. They fall victim to confirmation bias, constantly seeking evidence to support their own view while dismissing anything that might suggest the other side has a point. At this stage, animosity completely clouds judgment and rational thinking. The original issue often becomes secondary to the emotional battle, making resolution seem impossible. But there are ways to bridge this gap and find common ground. One of the most powerful tools for resolving conflict is the ability to see things from the other person's perspective. This doesn't mean you have to agree with them, but simply acknowledging their point of view can work wonders in de-escalating tension. Let me share a personal example. Years ago, I had a major falling out with my business partners. What started as minor disagreements over the company's direction spiraled into a full-blown power struggle. At the time, I was convinced I was right and they were wrong. It wasn't until much later, after much reflection, that I could see their position might have been just as valid as mine. This experience taught me the importance of actively seeking out opposing viewpoints. Now, when faced with a disagreement, I make a conscious effort to put myself in the other person's shoes. I ask myself, why might they see things differently? What experiences or information are they drawing from that I might not have? This simple shift in perspective can open up new avenues for communication and compromise. It's not about conceding your position, but about creating a space where both sides feel heard and understood. Another powerful technique I've discovered is what I call status affirmation. This involves acknowledging your opponent's status or expertise even as you disagree with them. It's a way of saying, I respect you, even though I don't agree with you on this particular issue. Research has shown that this approach can significantly increase the likelihood of reaching an agreement. In one study, participants were more likely to make concessions to opponents who had affirmed their status, even if they strongly disagreed on the issue at hand. The key is in the wording. You might say something like, I know we disagree on this, but I really admire people of principle like yourself who can persuasively outline why they stand by their beliefs. Or, I understand your position, and I see your viewpoint is increasingly influential in the world. By affirming the other person's status, you create a more positive emotional environment for the discussion. This makes it easier for both parties to listen to each other and find common ground. Now that we understand some of the psychological factors at play in disagreements, let's explore some practical strategies for turning conflict into collaboration. First, practice active listening. This means truly focusing on what the other person is saying rather than just waiting for your turn to speak. Try to understand not just their words, but the emotions and motivations behind them. Second, look for areas of agreement. Even in the most heated arguments, there are usually some points of common ground. Identifying these can help build a foundation for further discussion. Third, be willing to change your mind. This doesn't mean abandoning your principles, but being open to new information and perspectives. Remember, the goal isn't to win the argument, but to find the best solution. Fourth, focus on interests, not positions. Often, conflicts arise because we become fixated on specific positions rather than the underlying interests. By identifying the core needs and concerns of both parties, you can often find creative solutions that satisfy everyone. Finally, practice empathy. Try to understand and share the feelings of the other person. This doesn't mean you have to agree with them, but it can help create a more compassionate and productive dialogue. By mastering these techniques, you can transform disagreements from destructive battles into opportunities for growth and innovation. In the workplace, this can lead to better decision-making, stronger teams, and more effective collaboration. In personal relationships, it can deepen understanding and strengthen bonds. Moreover, learning to navigate disagreements effectively can have profound impacts on your personal growth. It can enhance your emotional intelligence, improve your communication skills, and increase your resilience in the face of challenges.
As we've explored throughout this journey, disagreement doesn't have to be a negative force in our lives. By understanding the psychology of conflict, practicing empathy and active listening, and employing strategies like status affirmation, we can turn our differences into strengths. Remember, the goal isn't to eliminate disagreement. That would be neither possible nor desirable. Instead, we should strive to disagree better. By approaching conflicts with curiosity, respect, and a willingness to understand, we can harness the power of disagreement to drive positive change in our personal lives, our workplaces, and our society as a whole. So the next time you find yourself in a heated argument, take a step back, remember these strategies, and see if you can turn that disagreement into an opportunity for growth and understanding. You might be surprised at what you can achieve when you learn to embrace the art of productive conflict.